Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. What you're going to hear from me today and now, extremely important, extremely important. A lot of us forget it, or we're not aware about it. With shukr Allah. When you look in the Quran repeated, the majority of people do not thanking me. The majority of people do shirk. The majority of people do not believe in me and thanking me. The majority of people do not think about Akhirah. I sent Imran and Zuhra a link about BBC documentary number 2, Planet Earth number 2. Inshallah, Imran and Zuhra, I want you to prepare the making of BBC documentary number 2, and I will send you another link inshallah. Why I share this with you? How many people is so beautiful? How many people scientists? How many people is so whatever, the achiever, the successful? How many people in this earth so intelligent? Look at the people who do the documentary of Planet Earth and other. A lot of them are atheists. They watch the Qudra of Allah, the beauty of Allah, the magnificence of Allah, but their heart is sealed. This message now, anyone who hear it, you should be thanking Allah and make sajda shukr, minimum, for Allah choose you to be a Muslim. For Allah give you Islam. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose you to make sajda for him. To say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Do you want to be famous? Do you want to be Miss Beauty? Miss Universe? Do you want to be famous so and so? Do you want to be whatever the most richest man or woman? Let me share with you one story. Her name Asma bint Amis radiallahu anha. Asma bint Amis radiallahu anha, she's a woman, inshallah. She embraced Islam early in Mecca, and she immigrated to Abyssinia with her husband Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and he died, and later on Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he married her, and when he died, imagine Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he make a wasiyah for this woman to give him ghusl and prepare him for the grave. And after that, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu married her. Imagine who marry whom, for what purpose. Look at the success. Let me give you a story about her. One story. In a time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, open Khaybar, and he give everybody his own share, somehow she used to be called her and the people around her, the people of Safina, the people of the boat. And she went and somehow Umar Khattab radiallahu anha, radiallahu anhu, Umar, Faruq al-Ummah, he entered with his wife Asma. And when you find somebody, I'm sorry, he entered his house, and with his wife was this lady, Asma bint Umais. And he asked his wife, who's that? Al-Habashiyah, the one from Abyssinia? She said, yes, radiallahu anhu. He said to her, "We are so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than you. We are the one who immigrate from Mecca to Medina, and you guys did not. We the one, we hurry up before you." She said, "No, Ya Umar." And she was very angry. "You are with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he take care about you. And we are for Sabilillah all this time waiting." And after that she said, "Wallahi, I swear by Allah, I will not eat or drink until I say exactly what you said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." She went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and tell him exactly what Umar said. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and tell her, "If what you heard is true, and this what they said, say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you are belong to me more than them. And all my companion get one reward with one hijrah, with one immigration. And new people will get two reward for two immigration." After that, the people of the boat, meaning the people who immigrate with her, they used to say, "We never were happy in our life more than what the action and what the action of Asma bint Amis and what we heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." What we say in here? Look what she's worried about it. She's not worried about the booty. She's not worried about what she will get in this dunya. They're competing only for one thing, akhirah. In marriage, in a relationship, in a rewarding. Do you know Umrah in Ramadan equal Hajjah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? To remember Allah in a time of fitna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, equal immigration with me. What else you want? Tell me what else you want. What should make you happy? And how you can be sad? If you are a Muslim, you're making sajda, you believe in Allah wa Rasuluh, you do good deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you to be among the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you to alleviate the suffering and elevate the name of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you to revive the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even one. This is for you better than the whole earth and what it contains. By this way, my message to you, anyone hear my message now, you should be super happy, thanking Allah, thanking Allah, thanking Allah, thanking Allah from the depth of your heart, and be super happy and just said, "Oh Allah, the owner of the heart, hold my heart with iman until I meet you, Ya Allah. Hold my heart with obedience until I meet you, Allah." This should be the ultimate pleasure you can have. Nothing else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to thank Allah and be content with the ultimate gift Allah can give it to anyone. Hidayah and being a mu'min insha'Allah and try to do good deed. My dear brother and sister in Islam, be careful. Be super careful about being not thankful and not content is a big musibah. Rasul Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined it in Quran in many areas with kufr. If you're not thanking Allah, is a state of kufr. If you're not content, is a state of kufr. Be careful. And you have plenty to thank Allah for. Plenty. Plenty to thank Allah for. Thank Allah. Do shukr. Make sajda shukr. And do a lot of shukr to Allah. And tell him, "Allah, please, don't snatch hidayah from me. Don't snatch iman from me. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen." Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.